proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks. Live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
Well, all right. Welcome to Talk CDL, The Trucker Show. Tyler, what's going on today up there in North Dakota?
Hey, man, it's been just the weirdest. I'm not going to say the weirdest weather, but, you know, people think down there in Florida, you know, when hurricanes come that they get bad wind, right? And it's like every day here. I don't know if it's just this weather just in general. This year has just been freaky, you know, all across America, really, since the beginning of the winter, last winter. But, man, it's been freaky, man. It's just super bad winds, rain and everything. But other than that, man, I'm just kind of trying to, you know, seal up the rest of those to-do lists before my wife gets home tomorrow morning.
So your statement was the people in Florida think when they get a hurricane, it's bad wind.
Yeah.
Are we to assume that maybe we're just imagining it's bad wind during a hurricane?
Yeah, you guys know. See, this is the thing. I think Florida, this is what I've learned, you know, because, you know, I lived there. I've been through quite a few hurricanes. And anytime a hurricane's coming through, I think it's the combination maybe of the just maybe with the rain and everything. I don't know. But Florida needs to start building their homes prepared for hurricanes, because we get those hurricane level winds here like all the time. And, you know, we don't have houses ripped apart. We do. Some people lose roofs, like the older homes and stuff, but it's all the time here. It's ridiculous. It's nothing. You been nothing but rain. It's ridiculous.
I know up there in that Midwest where you're at, they get a lot of rigs blown over, Nebraska and North Dakota.
It's, you know, the last Tyler, few years we haven't had that issue, but go ahead.
Speaking of North Dakota and Florida and different cities and places, ironically, today the topic is top trucker-friendly cities to live in. I got to tell you, I'm going to have a little fun with this. I think there's 10 cities that they rate it that are the trucker-friendly cities as far as, you know, income and a couple other criterias, and I'll be naming it. But I purposely did not read the cities. I might have noticed the first one, but I purposely didn't read it because I want to be surprised, just like you guys are, when we start naming off the best cities for a trucker to live in. But if you had to pick, I don't know if you ran in there and read the article or not, but if you had to pick, where would your favorite city be? And we'll see if that's on the list.
You know, I went on there and I kind of just quickly skimmed it. But I didn't really, you know, dig in and read each line about each city. But I would have to say if I was to think of trucking and I was to, you know, go back on the road, you know, and everything else, and I was choosing a place to live, I would honestly probably say, oh man, either Indianapolis for sure, or I'm having a mind lapse of South Dakota. You're just going to pop right in your mind. Man, what is the city in South Dakota?
I don't know. Sioux City. What are you looking for?
No, not it. No, yeah. Maybe the Falls.
Okay.
I think the Falls is falls in. I'm gonna pull it up.
I'm not really that familiar with South Dakota. I never did run South Dakota. But here's what I would tell you: if it was me, I would probably pick a city in Texas. I love Texas, but I see Alan is with us today. Alan, if you, without reading the article, if you had to relocate, where would you go, buddy? What city in America would you pick?
Honestly, I think with as much travel as we've done to Michigan, gorgeous state, lots of nature, clean. So I would say, just from what I know of Michigan, Grand Haven.
Wow.
Grand Haven or Traverse City or like New Holland, something like that.
And I've been in New Holland. It's kind of pretty over there, but I'll be honest with you. My top 10 wouldn't include anything in Michigan ever, because, you know, Michigan, it's It's like the gloom and doom state, man. I mean, my gosh, you know, you got two big lakes,
really?
A jet stream, Canada, all that stuff. And then guess what? I think that they have one of the worst. It's either 60 or under 60 actual amount of average sunshine days in a year. That's horrible, man. Look up the statistics. I'd be getting bipolar and depressed. I'm telling you, I'd have to live under one of them tanning beds in my house or something if I lived in that state. That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't realize the sunlight was that minimal, though. I'm a fan of sun.
Yeah, I'm like a plant. I need photosynthesis, you know. It looks like we lost our guy Tyler, man. What's going on with Tyler? He dropped. He must be having mic problems. Oh, there he is. He's back on. Tyler, you having mic problems today, big guy?
Well, I don't think it's mic. Like, all of a sudden, I got like a bunch of text messages from you and a bunch of other people on my phone, and then I think maybe my store on my internet's been jammed up there for a bit, and everything just now kind of went through. Like, 20 text messages. At one time, so I don't know, but I'm working on getting my other mic set. So if you want to go ahead and do commercials, we'll talk to Alan.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go to commercial. We wanted to kind of just set the pace here, and we'll kind of get updated from Alan what he's doing with himself. We'll do that. We'll play with Alan after we're done with the cities and everything. But you go ahead and try to re-mic up, and I'm going to go ahead and just take us to commercial. Okay, guys, here we go.
Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed, but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
Hey, drivers. How does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 Aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's Rider and Pet Policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
Hey drivers, Troy here with Talk CDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right, just click on one app called Driver Pulse and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to tenststreet.com. That's TENSTREET.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10 Street. Get it today.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on.
We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
All right, welcome back to Talk CDL. I've got Tyler with us today. Of course, Tyler's my co-chief, and I've got our guy, Alan. You know, we've watched Alan come up in the ranks, and we'll be getting with Alan here in a little bit. We'll be talking about how he's working out with Schneider. He's had probably his first week or two in out there on his own, and we'll get into that. But first, as promised, as advertised, we've got an article that they put up here for us to get and dig into, and I'm trying to actually pull it up here as I'm talking, but
While you go ahead and do that, pull that up and get situated there. Let me go ahead and plug us real quick, because we got a couple little changes that happened.
Go ahead. Tyler, before you do that, I wanted to tell you, when I first seen the website, I'm going, man, it looks kind of big. Everything's big. But you know what? As I was scrolling, I'm like, that's pretty cool. It really just feeds all of our articles. It's almost like a live podcast website, like it should be. And it's showing, hey, this is what where we're active. And it's just a continual active website. And I'm really digging it. So let's see what happens where we go from there. Go ahead.
I don't know if you've actually been on there. Again, you should go ahead and open that up in another URL real quick too.
I am. See
kind of what the background is. I kind of added.
Yeah, but I've been doing it for the last. I was on it like a half hour ago. Has it changed?
I did it like 10 minutes ago. So you know, basically, we did a kind of a revamp on the website. It's not gonna be the official Talk CDL website in a little while. We'll end up doing, you know, getting something really tailored towards us, but this is a lot more along the lines of what I think, what we're looking for here. And I put it out there for all the guys on the Facebook page, and it really seems like they kind of agreed with the new layout. It's a lot more simple. It has our carrier spotlights right there in the beginning. You know, so you guys can, you know, listen to Carrier Spotlight. It has our podcast reviews from iTunes. And then, as Troy mentioned, you go on TalkCDL.com, right on the homepage, you're going to see every single time a new episode publishes, it's going to pop right on that homepage. It's going to say, you know, the title of the show and then a little bit about it. And then you just click continue reading and you'll go ahead and go to that show page and actually be able to listen to the episode. But then on the top right corner of the page on the desktop version, you'll see their most recent episode play bar up there on the top, just sitting there, just like on the old website. As well as that, you'll see all of our sponsors on the right side there, all nice and clean. And then what I really wanted, you know, stress upon is the fact that there's a nice little iTunes listen and subscribe button right there on the right hand side. You'll be able to just go ahead and click that button, you know, just click that image and it'll take you straight over to iTunes to be able to go ahead and subscribe to the show. So you guys don't have to worry about, you know, the whole data issue and everything else like that. As soon as you get to the truck stop, hook up to Wi-Fi, you'll be able to download all the episodes that you want to listen to the next day or that night. And, you know, drive along on the highway, on the interstates of America, you know, listening to the best, truck and podcast show out there. Without any issues with your data. So aside from that, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, it's a lot more simple. It's not so hurtful on your eyes trying to look around and find things. It's just right there. So I think that'll help out for us a lot as far as getting some more people using the website, because I feel like you guys should be on there. You know, we got a jobs board on there. We just submitted more jobs there, refreshed some jobs last night. And other than that, I think that's about it. Make sure you check out the resources page and subscribe to us on iTunes. I think that's really all the updates as far as that's concerned. So,
all right. Well, good job, man. Hey, Tyler, Alan, let's get into this as advertised article it's kind of a neat, you know, the one thing I like about Talk CDL, it's a different tune every day on this show, guys. One day we're talking about a trucker that runs people over. The next day we're talking about protesters. The next day we're talking about great cities to live in for truckers. One day we're talking about students. I mean, it just changes it. We just kind of go with the flow. And I like it when people just put the stuff up. I just talk about it. Okay. So anyways, top cities, in fact, top 10, I get everybody likes that number 10. So top 10 best U.S. cities for truck drivers. And by the way, CDL Life, we get some articles off them sometimes, and they're great people over there. I love that website. So, you know, make sure you're patronizing that website. But they posted it up there, and we're going to talk about it. So here's what it says. It says a recently released report analyzed and ranked the top 10 American cities for truck drivers to call home. It says the report from Sparefoot, that's Sparefoot, and Indeed.com. Everybody knows who Indeed is. It says looked at factors like job availability for truckers, the average annual trucker salary, the medium cost of homes, and the cost of rent to determine which cities are more favorable for truckers. So here we go. Let's count down. Let's start. I don't know if one is the best and 10 is the last, but so we'll start at 10 and we'll count ourselves down. Okay. And what it's going to do is it's going to kind of give us a little bit of a report about it. And this is my first look really at this list. Number 10 on the list is, and I want your opinion on each city, guys, if you really thought it would make it, if you like that area or not, whatever, okay? Number 10 is Nashville, Tennessee. It says it's a $48,000 annual salary, helps Music City make the top 10. Now, when you think about that, 48 grand is higher. That is definitely higher than the average. Remember, the average trucker nationwide is 38 to 42,000, and I would imagine this includes more than likely local and regional truckers more than OTR truckers, which I'm probably sure they're all mixed in. But Tyler, what are your thoughts on Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, Grand Ole Opry? That's made the top 10. And by the way, when you think about this, how many cities are in the country? Quite a bit. And Nashville, it's going to come in. And
look at that.
Tyler. What's that?
Hold on a second. I'm going to go over to the sound room real quick, then I'll answer your question, okay?
Okay. Go ahead, Alan. Where you at, baby? You want to go ahead and talk to me about Nashville? What are your thoughts?
Nashville, you know, I'm still kind of acclimating to everything, but I've gone through Nashville a couple times already in the last week and a half from my training and then this first week that I've been out. And the one thing that I've noticed is at least from my experience, the two times I went through and I went down through it and then I came back through it.
Would you want to live there?
You know, I wouldn't mind living there. My brother's a country music guy. He actually lives in St. Louis, but writes a lot of music and actually has three songs submitted to a producer down there to, he's got a demo with, like a studio band that does it.
Okay.
But, the people are pretty friendly. I mean, the traffic wasn't that bad.
You must have been on wrong time.
No,
Tyler, what do you think of Nashville?
No.
What I would say about Nashville. Okay. And this is kind of
as
what I was thinking about.
Now, from a trucker's point of view, like Alan said, he
right.
was there and the traffic wasn't bad. I know I was there and the traffic sucked.
I'm just saying when I'm thinking about this, you know, you asked me in the beginning of the show, you said, where would I want to go if I was a trucker? Right. Part of that decision, no matter how good the money is, would be quality of life. And I would say Nashville as a trucker, man, you can't get any more, I guess, nostalgic. I would say, you know, you got country western. You got Nashville.
All the
yeah.
trucker songs.
It doesn't
country.
Surprise me that Nashville's on the top 10 best places. But Tennessee in general for a trucker, pay there is decent. It's a very booming area. You know, just think about the fact of just all the music artists that have to go through there.
Tyler, Alan, do you know what song sounds like it came from Nashville, but it was written in Houston, but it was country? You remember this song?
This here's a great crazy naked lady on a semi-truck, Houston traffic again of 2016. There was a crazy naked lady on a semi-truck. Traffic on 290 was completely stuck. She was dancing like a stripper for the world to see. Everybody taking pictures, cause they never seen a crazy.
Okay, what do y'all think of that? I mean, that was kind of a country song.
I don't think that's going to be a top 10 hit, is it?
Hey, man, it's got quite a few views on YouTube, that song, man. That song took it for a bit after that lady hopped up on that tractor.
I bet it did.
I got to tell you, honestly, I was in Nashville for a convention, and it was okay. You know, you're probably better off when you get down on near the Grand Ole Opry and you're walking around in the city, you know, listening to people karaoke and all that, because it is very musical, but I don't know, man. I don't know if I really want to live in Nashville. I'm just not a big fan of Nashville. You know, I think it's more, you know, it might sound like a great place, but when you really think about it, I don't like being in a place where it just attracts millions of people to come to all the time. You know what I mean? Like I live 2 hours from Orlando. Would I want to live in Orlando? I don't know, man. It's just constant people coming and going. You know what I mean? I know that's just my reasoning, but we got to move on, man. Let's move on to the next city. Okay. I don't mean to cut you guys short, but
we got to make a
10-hour show here. Okay. Next one is Louisville, Kentucky. It says low housing costs helped to earn Louisville a spot on the list. Guys, do you have any thoughts on Louisville?
You know, I don't have too much against Kentucky itself or, you know, Louisville, but I would have to argue that that's kind of if you want to go low housing in order to make the top 10, you could go to some places in New Mexico, Arizona, you know, a lot of other states out there have low housing. I don't know why that's on there just specifically for that purpose, but.
Well, I know the lowest, cheapest place to live is Mississippi, but nobody wants to go there. Well, Alan, what do you think? Any thoughts on Louisville? Did you get through Louisville at all? You know, that's where the biggest annual truck show is every year.
Yeah. I wanted to try to get down here for that this year for the, or what was it? The Midwest area.
Mid-America.
Truck show. Is that right? Mid-America truck show. Right. But I'm down in London, Kentucky right now. My truck had some electrical issues that they're tweaking out and getting fixed. And, I hope we all have it by tomorrow morning. But, here's my thing. I'm from the Midwest, St. Louis. The older I get, the more I appreciate the cooler weather. And the hot, humid weather driving in this, even with a newer AC compressor and charged and stuff, dude, I'm telling you, you get out, and it was 111 in New Albany, Mississippi, the other night, I believe, at 10:30. Okay? If I'm going to pick someplace, I want it to be relatively mild and kind of fall in that average zone of house pricing and stuff like that. So some of these places, because I read the article, some of the places that are mentioned on there, I would rather be off the beaten path more, you know, not in a major city, maybe someplace. That's another reason I picked Michigan, just because of the cooler climate. I didn't realize the lack of sunshine that much, but that would just be my thoughts on it.
Yeah. Okay. Next on the list is Dallas. You know, and I'll be able to tell you right now, if I was going to live in a big city, it would be probably Dallas. But and I'm not a city kind of guy, but Dallas comes in. It says Dallas has a high number of available trucking jobs, and I think there's a lot of competition there from local drivers. They got a lot of stuff going on. And you know, when you think about Dallas and Fort Worth, that's a metroplex. I mean, that's just a huge, gigantic. You know, just a giant, giant, giant place to live. And there's probably plenty of trucking jobs there. Next on the list would be Kansas City. So it's, you kind of rank there a little bit, you know, on the other side of your state there, Alan. Kansas City, it says Kansas City truckers enjoy the most affordable housing on the list. So my guess is Kansas City's a fairly cheap. You guys know, speaking of cheap cities to live in, you guys know where one of the most expensive places there is to live right now in the country. You know what state it is?
Man, I was going to guess.
Go ahead, guess.
Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead, guess. I want to hear you guess. I like playing.
I would say probably
a state.
Like somewhere northeast.
Just a state. Just pick a state. Tyler, pick a state.
Pennsylvania.
Okay. Tyler, pick a state.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'll tell you what it is. It's Colorado.
Ever since
they started legalizing pot, I'm not kidding you. They said that the rent out there is quadrupled. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing people going out there. Yeah, you can't find cheap places to live out there because if you can afford the weed, the people are feeling that you can afford their apartments.
Yeah, but the weed's not that expensive.
What is weed? I'm telling you, weed is not cheap. How much is weed?
It's not there. It's not that expensive.
How much is the weed you buy, Tyler?
I don't, but I play lots of video games with a lot of people who do nothing in life but play video games. Which I don't know. But let's move on with these top 10, man. We don't only have like 25 minutes left before the show.
Oh, we down? Oh my god, I didn't even look at the time. Okay.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
All right. How about we go to Houston, Texas, which Houston's that's a big city.
I like Houston.
I don't know if you guys have run Houston ever, but that's a big city, man. Houston truckers also make a fairly high yearly salary of $58,000, and jobs are pretty plentiful. And that's a real. And I'll tell you what Houston's famous for in trucking is flatbed work, man. There's lots of building materials and pipes and all that stuff come out of Houston. They got those oil refineries. A lot of flatbed work. Number five on the list, Chicago. Rent a home, it says rent and home prices are higher, but Chicago truckers make an average of $61,000 a year. I will tell you, that is on all these cities that I'm looking at, that is the absolute worst city to live in if you're a trucker.
Right.
That is like the most backed up city. I'd rather live in New York City over Chicago any day of the week. My gosh, you want to talk about the most backed up city? It's like a bottleneck. You can't get around that city. I don't care if you know the city. You ain't getting around Chicago. So putting that on the list, that is not trucker friendly. That's only trucker salary friendly. That's it. $61,000, buddy. You can pay me $100,000 and I ain't living in Chicago. I'm not kidding you. If somebody said, here's a salary for $100,000, but you got to live in Chicago, I'd say, hey, give me welfare and send me to South Florida because I ain't going to Chicago, man. I'm not doing it. I used to run that city 3 years in a row. I ran Chicago dedicated, and I would purposely go in there at midnight just to avoid the damn traffic jam, man. 65, 30, 80, 90, the Skyway, 294, all those interstates, they all come together like an insane madness from Gary over. And I'm telling you, it's a backup and a half, and it's never changing. It never will. Woo! I'm done with that city, hopefully, Lord willing. Any thoughts, guys, real quick? Hey, Alan, real quick, 30
no
seconds.
Thanks.
Did you run Chicago yet or not?
I have not.
Okay, well, stay away from it. Trust me. Okay. Hey, here's a city. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I've run this city plenty of times. Very, very pleasant city. And I've even been in traffic jams over there, but it's nothing. Indianapolis, Indiana. It says there are lots of trucking jobs here, and it is the second cheapest place to buy a house. I'm going to tell you something. I've delivered to Purina and all kind of places on the loop in Indianapolis plenty of times when I was running for FFE. And I'm telling you, man, I've never had problems in Indianapolis. That's how I rate it. Next one's Columbus, Ohio. And I'm going to tell you something. One of my only ever accidents I had in my life was in Columbus, Ohio, where 70 and 71 come together. It's almost like a crisscross. You got two major interstates coming together. And tell me this, whoever drew the blueprints up for that city should be like disbarred or whatever the heck he does. But this one says affordable housing, both in terms of rent and the median cost of a home, pushed Columbus into the number three spot. So Columbus is up there. I mean, Columbus ain't bad, but man, I'll tell you, rush hour is horrible in Columbus. You don't want to be in the middle of the city there. Number two, and this is really a city that's not bad to get around at all, is Charlotte, North Carolina. It says truckers make an average of $55,000 per year, and the cost rent is very affordable. And it's in the South. It's not overly hot. It's not cold. I could see Charlotte really being up there. But I'm going to tell you, number one, it's another city.
No, thank you. No, I'm good. I'm good. No, thank you.
No, thank you for what, number one?
Yeah. No,
yeah,
go ahead.
Number one.
Do the reveal.
Do we have a drum? Number one. Atlanta, Georgia. I almost want to go say what? but you know, here we go. Atlanta, Georgia has the highest share of trucking jobs and the highest annual driver salary at $64,000, way above the national average of $40,000. I'm going to tell you something. Just so everybody knows this, in the freight business, the two number one cities to get freight out of, which pays the best, is normally Chicago and Atlanta. Believe it or not, what do you think the two biggest airports are and the two busiest airports in the country, sometimes the world? Guess what it is? Chicago and Atlanta. So obviously that's why they're putting these trucking jobs on there, because that's where a lot of freight comes out of. But and I could see Atlanta being a great place as far as you getting a job that actually pays something decent. But my gosh, I just cannot honestly see living in that city. That is an insane, busy city. Too busy for this country, boy. I'm gonna tell you that. Any thoughts on any of this at all, guys?
Yes, I have to touch on that. I went through Atlanta. I sat in construction traffic in the middle of the day, not even rush hour. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning, 3 hours to go 22 miles. So I am going to nix that idea for that number one spot.
I hear you. I'm with you, Alan. Tyler, what's your thoughts on Atlanta?
You know, it comes into that thing. Yeah, I guess it is most trucker, quote-unquote, most trucker-friendly cities. You know, bash it too much. But, you know, trucker-friendly, the word trucker to me is the person, the truck, the job, the whole picture. And Atlanta just doesn't fit it for me, man. Just for me personally, I would never want to live in it. I would never want to drive through it. Even when I drive from North Dakota down to Florida, I drive through Pensacola rather than Atlanta because I just driving through there, I got stuck there. It's just horrible traffic. Just not for me. Not for
guys,
me.
Guys, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tyler.
You know, but not to say it's not it's just west of Atlanta. Got some it's beautiful over there, you know, but it's too hot. And yeah, just overall, the top 10, though. There's quite a few really, really nice states on there that I would definitely, with the combination of the living style and the pay and everything else that they mentioned on this article here, definitely I would live in, especially Nashville, man.
Well, if I had to rename, cause I believe that article should be named to top 10, money-making cities or cost-effective cities for truckers.
Right.
But
yep.
Trucker-friendly? Come on, guys. You got that article wrong, man. Whoever wrote that, what was it, Space Hood and Indeed or whatever? Whoever wrote the article, you titled it way wrong, because I'm going to tell you something. They ain't trucker-friendly. Chicago is like, you know, out of the two cities in when I was a recruiter full-time, the two cities drivers hated to go to the most, from what I've discovered, was always New York City and then Chicago, man. You get a driver that runs Midwest Regional, the first thing they ask you is, do I have to do Chicago? You know, most guys don't want to run Chicago. So I don't know that trucker friendly is. Isn't that what the article said, Tyler? Top 10 trucker friendly cities.
Trucker friendly.
Yeah, that's I think that they mistitled that. Other than that, I can understand, you know, it being more of a trucker monetary, you know what I mean? A little monetarily, it's a trucker friendly. Other than that, no, it's no friend of the trucker, all those cities. No. Hey, let's move on, guys. We only got so much time. It's nice we got Alan on the show. Alan, what do you got, like 2 weeks in now on your own, or is it 1 week? How many weeks? Just give me some numbers here. How long have you been all on your own driving that big rig all by yourself?
Picked it up. I actually left on the 7th. So we are in day 4, but that doesn't count because I had to drop it off yesterday afternoon to have the work done. So 3 full days. I've been 3 full days in my first week.
All right, I got a question for you, because this is I got several questions since you're a newbie. Okay.
Yeah.
Every time you've backed up so far, do you get out and literally walk behind your truck and look? Seriously.
Multiple times.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, yeah, especially at night. I've actually asked for help. I've had here's what I found. Most guys are really willing to help. I actually helped a guy who was driving a split tandem tanker. He was hauling chemical for making concrete. And it was pretty snug. He had tons of space, but the space between the front of our trucks and across the aisleway, across the driveway, you know, to back into, he had it down. He was backing great. He's got like 20-some-odd years experience, and it was at night. I got out with my light, and I'm like, dude, you're going to have to come by and almost kiss the front of my truck. But I said, I'll watch, and I'll flash my light back and forth if kind of strobe it if you're getting too close and you need to stop, but come on back. And we had a great conversation. But when I get out, or if I'm going to back up, I absolutely get out and look, because
that's
tandems
a long
are
answer,
different.
Alan.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Well, listen to me. I want to tell you something truthfully. All the million milers that I've ever met, they'll all tell you the same thing. How did you get to a million miles, sir? And he'll tell you, I always got out and looked. You know, that's one of the things, because a backup incident ruins your whole damn record. Just imagine you got 999,000 miles safe driving, and all of a sudden you lose your brain and don't get out and look, and you're back into something, and you're just that shy of maybe getting an award or whatever the case is. So that's good. I'm glad that's happening. So how does it feel? Be honest with me now. You can give me a little bit of a long answer. You're out there a week. It's your first week. How does it feel really now to be on your own? You know, tell me where are you at in your heart?
In all honesty, I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm sitting in the hotel. I've been in here almost 24 hours and I'm getting antsy. I've called the guys. They told me to wait till 4 o'clock to call them today. I called them at right at noon. I was just checking to see if they might've gotten it in early. And, I can't even, I can't explain.
Okay.
And unless you're in the truck on the road, like in the middle of the night, or first thing in the morning as the sun's coming up, because you got to be someplace, even though you got your timeline and even though your trip planned and you might be in a tight schedule, when you know that you're confident that you've got enough time, you're not having to rush, and you're out on the road, whether you're in traffic or not, and you're taking your time, and people, if you're cool and you give plenty of notice and you acknowledge people for letting you over, or you flash and let them over, you know, hit your intermittents, most people are cool. I've really had a great experience, but I can't wait to get back out. I'm like, I want to go back out. I'm bumming. I'm disappointed because I've got to go in my last, I'm going to pull back into the OC on the 15th or maybe the morning of the 16th, because I've got to start these drops for my eye for my cataract surgery on the 18th. And I'm going to be out about 3 days. And I'm counting in my head. I'm like, damn, I'm going to be out like 5 days.
Yeah.
Bumming out, you know?
Yeah. All right. Another question real quick. What kind of truck did you get assigned? What do you got? First of all, what brand do you got?
It's a Freightliner. Cascadia Evolution. Now,
what year?
It's a 2012. It's in August 2012. And now here's the thing. Now it's pushing 600,000, but it looks like it had a new or fairly new engine in it, because the thing under the hood is clean as a whistle.
Alan, can we get Don Schneider on the phone? I want to talk to him about, you know, that's 2012. We need to get our guy into a 16, Tyler. What do you think?
I got to comment on that. Now, here's the deal. I don't know who had the truck before I did, whether it was a husband and wife team or just a female, and I'm not knocking. If Kelly's listening, I am not knocking female drivers. But Schneider has a really good policy of making sure that the trucks are cleaned. I mean, clean as in not detailed on the inside, but they're clean. They're clean. They're wiped down. The mattresses are swapped out. And I know they were tied on trucks, so I'm not sure if this got delivered and dropped off or if the person got fired or what. But I spent 3 hours cleaning it out, and I don't need a nice, new, flashy truck. I don't. If it's safe and been maintained – And it's got to, I understand. I got it. Would I appreciate it? Absolutely. But I'm green. And I know if I own the company, being a business owner, I'm not going to throw a rookie into a nice brand new truck to go crash.
You know, what I would say is I would just condemn you because, you know, that's awesome that you know, you found the job that fitted you. You're not being super, super picky. You're just, you know, you're putting your time in, and that's awesome. So I give you kudos for that. You know, here a couple of years down the road, when you get that upgrade to a 2000, I guess 17 or 18 at the time, looking in the future, you know, you're going to love it. So, and you're going to feel as though you earned it. So,
well, I called my DBL and I put a request in to the operations manager for an upgrade already, because this is just, and I got it to trial. I know that they're going to be like, the first 30 days, they gave us statistics, Schneider's statistics on 1 month, 3 months, and 6 months on new driver accidents. That's mind boggling. I get it.
Let's,
you know,
let's
I got
Don
it.
Schneider on the phone. You know, you can get Don Schneider.
I'll see what I can do.
I'll be like, Don, listen.
You guys are funny.
I don't know what the hell you're doing over there in Green Bay. All right. But you know what? Our guy Alan here, you know, he's kind of like a celebrity. You know, a 2012 Don, are you serious? We're on the radio here, and we got our guy on the radio, and I ask him what year truck you gave him, and he says a 2012. Everybody who's probably sitting there with a big smile on their face going, I bet he's got a 16 or a 17. And he says 2012. Don, come on, help the guy out, will you? Tyler, you think that conversation would work with Don Schneider?
Hey, why not? You know, we'll give it a try. You know, I'll reach in my pocketbook and throw out a couple dollar bills. Maybe I'll get you in one.
Oh, you're going to try to grease Don Schneider, Tyler? I could just see Tyler trying to, you know, maybe a $5 bill, say, hey, can you take care of Alan?
How about a Lincoln, huh?
You know, how about a Lincoln, yeah. You know, or a Washington. That's even better.
Yeah.
Just flip him a buck. You know, and you know what? Most cabillionaires will pick up a penny on the ground. And I'm not a cabillionaire, but I even pick pennies up if I see him. So, you know, you might slip Don Schneider $1 or $3, and he might say, you know what, take care of this guy, call dispatch. I want this guy to get a 16. You know, you never know.
All right.
That's funny.
We're just messing with him. We don't mind Schneider.
Alan, tomorrow is our last day for the week. Our schedule is Saturday through Wednesday. So come on back on if you want to wrap up the week with us, brother. We'd love to have you, man. Hang out, and I'm sure they'll have a nice article for us to talk about. We got lots of things we're doing here on Talk CDL. Tyler's going to be gone for a month. But he's actually going to be – you're going to be making the show, right, Tyler? You're going to still be coming on if you can, right?
Yeah, I'm going to come on when I can. I can't make any promises at this very moment because I'm not there. I don't know. For some reason, something could happen, like an exercise or something. We'll see how things play out while I'm there. You know, I'll be in a hotel with some internet and stuff like that.
Tyler,
so.
I got a question for you. I don't care if I ask it here on the air. You know how the feed – there's a feed that we have that once we post the articles, it feeds it over to our website or whatever. Is that going to still work out, or does that have to be
right,
done?
Yeah,
am I going to have to help
that's
out?
All automatic.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that all, okay?
Yep. Just got to make sure you post the show and schedule it and then run it.
I'll
and
be doing Tyler's job. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Ratings are about to go
one,
real down. So that's okay.
One quick input here, real quick.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure even who you would talk to now, but you do realize Don died, right?
Who?
Don Schneider.
Yeah, I mean, he died, but isn't there a Don Jr.?
You know what? I'm not sure. Tell you the truth.
When did the old man die?
January. I'd have to double check the date. I think it was sometime in January.
Well, I'm sure the Schneiders.
Yeah, I could pull it up here real quick.
Hey, you know
I'd have to check.
Check it for tomorrow and report in. You know, I'm just whipping out names. I'm kind of the name guy.
Yeah.
I just whip it out. You know. I get old Don or whoever's in charge. You know what? Whoever's in charge of Schneider, I say we get him on the phone. Either way. Guys, I think it's time to wrap it up. We're about to start babbling here for nothing. Tyler, or Alan, give me your final thoughts, man. Talk to me.
You know, I would just say anybody who's ever thought about it, give it a chance. Get your CDL. If you don't drive, it doesn't matter. You still got it. If you want to, you've got the opportunity, because there's definitely a sense of freedom and independence and just being alive when you're out there. And even if you do it for a short period of time, don't pass up the opportunity. It's a blast.
All right. Nice. Tyler? All right, Tyler, you want to wrap up the show? Let me go ahead and I'll give him my final thoughts. Hey, that was a nice thought from our guy, Alan. You know, you can tell he likes his job. It's his new career. It's the life. We always said it here on the show. You know, trucking's a life, not a job, man. So apparently it's something Alan should have probably did years ago. You know, my thoughts are the same as they always are. You know, if we're alive tomorrow, Lord willing, we're going to get up and do the show. Great show today. You got the top 10 cities, at least money-wise, for truckers. So if you're looking to make more money and you want to move to a city to be able to do it, go on TalkCDL.com, the Facebook page now. That's Facebook.com/TalkCDL. And go on there and check out the top 10 cities. You can also find that article on CDL Life. They're the ones that originally posted it. And pick a city, man. Do whatever you want to do. The show, I love this show. I love the listeners. I love the suggestions. I love everybody that's part of this show. I want you to know that. Stay safe. Good night. And always, God bless. Tyler, it's all yours.
All right. Yeah, great show, guys. Top 10. Like you said, I don't know if I consider it the top 10 friendly, but maybe the best money for your pocket kind of deal. Aside from that, I'd say, you know, if you have a city that you think is the best city out there, you know, comment, head over to TalkCDL.com. Find this is, I believe, season 2, episode 28. So on that home page, you know, keep scrolling down until you see season 2, episode 28, and click the continue reading button, and you'll see a comment box there. Just post on the comment there. Let us know what you think is the best state for truckers out there. Aside from that, find us on iTunes and you know, any app on your Android device, like your podcast apps. You can just search us on there and you'll find us on there. We're on everything. So aside from that, drive safe, guys, and we will see you tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye.